98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30, 24 degrees. Authorities have arrested the grandmother of a 17-year-old Oklahoma boy with special needs who was found alone near a southeast Kansas rest stop.
Rogers County, Oklahoma authorities say 68-year-old Janie Gill was arrested in that county and booked into jail Monday on one count of child neglect. More charges are pending. A custodian found the boy November 29th at a rest stop near Beaumont, about 25 miles east of Augusta. He had no identification and couldn't speak. The Greenwood County Sheriff's Office later learned his identity and that he was from Oklahoma. He remains in protective custody. Greenwood County has put a hold on Gill pending the serving of an arrest warrant on suspicion of aggravated child endangerment and interference with law enforcement. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
New bridges are going to be built in East Wichita on Douglas and on 2nd Street, just west of Woodlawn. Also, some improvements at Kellogg and 143rd Street East.
The bridges are nearly 70 years old. Construction on the 2nd Street Bridge will start in the summer of 2019 and will finish by the end of the year. The city will then move to the Douglas Street Bridge, a project that will be done in two parts so that Douglas doesn't have to be closed. The city also approved more improvements to eastbound Kellogg at 143rd Street East. The right turning lane will be extended to the ramp from K-96, and the left turning lane will be extended nearly the same length. Councilmember Pete Meitzner explained why the city needed to act.
There has been some accidents there that even had a good friend get rear-ended there as well.
There's no word on when this project will be started, but it is scheduled to be completed before the East Kellogg improvements have wrapped up. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly is selling premium tables at her inaugural ball in January for $10,000, five times what the law says is the contribution limit. The inaugural committee and State Ethics Commission are conferring over compliance with the $2,000 limit on contributions to such celebrations. Kelly's committee is offering a $10,000 gold package for a table of 10.
Kansans continue to see comparatively low gasoline prices. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
This week, Kansas has the fifth cheapest gas in the United States. We're down another 7 cents this week for an average of $2.09.
Parts of Kansas are below $2 a gallon. Prices in Wichita Monday went up around 10 cents to $1.99 a gallon. Stewart says Missouri has the cheapest statewide average in the nation at an even $2 a gallon.
The Senate will take up a massive overhaul of the nation's prison system after all.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote on a criminal justice reform bill could come this week. The announcement follows last-minute changes to the measure that get tougher on violent criminals. However, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says those changes still don't go far enough to win his and other reluctant Republican support. But Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News at night,
I'm glad that we're going to be getting a vote on it. It's going to pass overwhelmingly with 80 or more votes in the Senate.
Aides to House Speaker Paul Ryan say he plans to take up the Senate-passed bill by the end of the year. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
The number of deaths linked to methamphetamine use is rising sharply.
A growing number of U.S. drug overdose deaths are being blamed on methamphetamine. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows fatal overdoses from methamphetamine tripled over a five-year period ending in 2016. Fentanyl remains the number one drug linked to deadly overdoses, followed by heroin and cocaine. Officials say the dramatic increase in methamphetamine deaths may be the result of people turning to the stimulant to offset the downer effects of heroin or other opioids. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are mostly clear in Wichita as we start today. Sunny this afternoon. We should reach 55 for the high, but an upper-level low-pressure system begins to move into the plains. That will spread in some light rain or drizzle, primarily overnight. Windy with a low 34. Occasional rain mixed with some wet snow early tomorrow. Thursday's high 41, clearing by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 24 degrees. Tuesday, cloudy, warmer, breezy yesterday. Wichita's high temperature, 59 degrees. Normal high, 44. 59 yesterday. Then we're up to 55 today. And as you have been listening to our forecast this morning, looks like it's going to be a little bit cooler and soggier over the next 2 days coming up on Thursday and Friday. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted. The nation's capital is facing a rat infestation. I'm taking real rats now, fueled by mild winters and a human population boom. Washington's government is struggling to keep pace with the pest control department, fielding a record number of calls.
Here come the rats.
Experts say the real problem is the increase in trash produced by the District of Columbia's growing population. Pest controllers are working within sight of the Capitol, shoveling dry ice pellets into suspected rat burrow entrances. The pest control company Orkin ranks Washington as America's fourth rattiest city based on the number of new service calls per year. Fourth rattiest, Washington, D.C. Now, that's up one spot from the previous year.
Well, good.
And it's just behind Los Angeles and New York.
USA! USA!
Chicago has been ranked number one for four consecutive years.
Oh, my.
Chicago, according to Orkin, the rattiest city in America. Boy, there's something that's you don't want to have for your town.
No, I'm glad Wichita doesn't seem to be in on this trend.
No, we're not in on that. Yeah. I don't see a big rat problem. Jad, what do you got?
Oh, I got a call.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, earlier this morning I got a call from one of our listeners who said he is from Chicago.
He is? Okay.
And he can
attest?
Yeah, attest to the fact that Chicago has a large rat problem.
So, yeah.
Or actually, he's from Wichita, but he's living in Chicago now, so.
When I was young, I can't tell you what years it was in the 60s. Of course, my grandparents lived out in a small town west of Larned. And in their area out there, they had a huge, I don't know what the deal was, but the rat population went out of control. And they couldn't kill them fast enough. I mean, it was just everywhere, running across the roads at night. And I've told this story before, but briefly, just north of my mom's hometown, Roselle, they had the dump out there, the trash dump.
Yes, I know where that is.
Yeah, went out on a Sunday afternoon with my brothers, and the men stood around. They were only on one side, but they stood around, one side of that dump, and just started shooting rats, and just kept shooting them. We kept shooting them, and they'd pop up, boom, somebody'd pop one, and they were doing it for fun. I don't know how effective it was. But, we had a huge problem out there in western Kansas at that time. So, it's not unheard of. I haven't seen mom and dad in Westlink one time. We killed a rat in our backyard. Big rat. My little terrier dog got it.
Oh, well, doing his job.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we had such a good time last night. Thank you all for coming out to the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour, a benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. Ted and I were, of course, we're in the cast. We were doing the voicing and telling the story and whatnot. Then we had our good friend Dan E. Campbell was up there with us, and Melanie Williams. And, of course, you had the barbershop choruses, Air Capital Chorus, Sweet Chorus, Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines, and some great music. We've done this again. This is our 8th year. And that's a great auditorium up there, Ted. It's on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
On the first floor, down on the first floor, they were having some sort of a quilting meeting.
Yeah, there was a big event last night. Yeah.
I was telling my grandson, Nolan, he's a freshman at Wichita State, and he's been to a lot of these over the years since he was a little boy. And I said, have you ever seen the rest of this building? And I tell you what, if people haven't, that building is a national treasure, I think. The Scottish Rite Center, it is huge. It's got so many parts to it, it's unreal. But we had a great time, and we want to thank everybody who, Mary Halsick, of course, in charge of the chorus, and McClellan Sound providing the sound, and our program director, Tony Dusing, of course, running the audio part of that, making sure he's got a good mix, and that's kind of tricky. We had four mics with us, and then there were four or five mics up in front of the singers, and you got to coordinate all that.
Yeah. A lot of things need to be mic'd up.
Yeah.
Everything went off great.
Yeah, it sounds like he got a good recording, and we're going to play it back on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock right here on KNSS.
Sounds good.
That'd be something if you're up and sitting around maybe drinking some hot cocoa or some coffee, just waiting to open the presents, or maybe they're already open. You just want to relax, listen to it. It's kind of fun. In fact, it's old-style radio. And I had three of my grandkids last night, and they always enjoy it. There were cookies, all kinds of good stuff for kids there. And we got a special creation from one of our listeners, Robert, who works at Cowtown. I understand he's the guy who keeps things running over there. Keeps the heat turned on and
all that. Yes, he does.
And he gave us a couple of unique creations of his. How would you describe that, Ted?
Yeah, he fashions Christmas gifts out of empty wine bottles.
Yeah.
Decorates them up and puts Christmas lights inside the empty bottle, and you can plug it in. He gave one to you and one to me, and yours is right here in the studio. And We got it plugged in, and it's all festive and lit up.
It is unique.
Yeah, Robert does a lot of stuff out at Cowtown. Like we said, they've got their big Victorian Christmas coming up this Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m., and looking for another big weekend on the final Christmas weekend for Cowtown.
And again, remember, 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. You can hear it Christmas morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS.
And thanks to everybody that came last night and donated food to the Kansas Food Bank.
That's right.
That's what... like to see those bins full last night.
You know? And something else coming up in March is the Glenn Miller Orchestra Greatest Hits Show. That'll be at the Orpheum, or at Century 2, I beg your pardon, at Century 2. And we've been talking about this. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody to go and see the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And I'll tell you what, if you've never seen this, it is terrific. It's the old big band from the 40s.
It's an awesome show.
And so we're going to be there. Ted and I are going to be there. And we've got a pair of tickets right now, 869-1330. Call us up. And we will throw in some Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger, a $20 gift certificate. Call now, 869-1330, if you want to go see Glenn Miller. 742, Steve and Ted. On the way, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Construction plan, something new for Andover. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.